Let's see. This is all so old.
95-year-old Julie Legrone brings out a trove of old papers and photographs when we meet at the State and Retirement Community in Fort Worth.
Is that you?
I believe it is, yeah.
Among her documents, an old Life magazine from May 1943. In it is a two-page spread about a play she starred in back when she was still Julie Smart. It was written to sell war bonds. She'd only ever played bit roles in school plays, but now she was the main love interest.
I got frightened every time I had to go out on the stage. Oh, gosh. And, you know, just to speak lines was bad enough, but to have to sing...
Stage performance was just a hobby, though. Her job while stationed at Camp Grant was to order food for the entire base. That was a skill she learned from a male soldier.
Now, I had never ordered food for a family of four, much less for thousands of people. But it went very well. And in time, he was transferred and I got his job, which is the total real purpose of the WAC. They were to free men for active duty.
This 1944 War Department film was a recruiting tool for the Women's Army Corps, the WAC.
It's Mary Jones, Jane Doe. It's the idle housewife and the girl next door. Oh yes, it's your war too, Miss and Mrs. America.
The 150,000 women who joined the WAC during World War II were mechanics and office workers, radio operators, and base administrators. Despite the upheaval of war, gender norms are slow changing things, and some people didn't like the idea of women doing men's work. Patriotic pamphlets and newsreels from the time pointed out that enlisted women were plenty ladylike and tried to dispel rumors of impropriety. Legrone, an Alabama native, says she never experienced that backlash herself. The hardest thing she went through was basic training, and that was in Des Moines in 1942.
It was cold winter time. We marched an awful lot on that ice. In fact, there were several instances where girls fell down, maybe broke a leg and that sort of thing.
Legrone served at bases in Colorado, Georgia, and Tennessee. Her final job was commanding officer for a traveling exhibit designed to boost the morale of civilian workers in defense plants.
It was dull, boring work for them, and they oftentimes quit. And, of course, we were suffering as a result of that.
Legrone's superior called the show the circus, and it traveled like one. Big tents showing off German and Japanese hardware the boys abroad were up against. She was in Knoxville when the war ended. A few months later, she was honorably discharged. She went to college, got married, and raised three kids. 7 decades later, she can still rattle off her final rank and station.
Julie S. Smart, First Lieutenant. Commanding Officer, Headquarters Squadron, 2nd Air Force, Bowling Field, Washington, D.C. That's a lot to say, isn't it?
Christopher Connolly, KERA News.